In concert, in the car, on the beach, or floating along the river, music is often the sound of summer. But there are about 400 teens and 20-somethings who come from around the country to spend most of their summer studying classical performance at Brevard Music Center. And their soundtrack goes a little like this.
I'm totally illiterate when it comes to pop culture. I know nothing about anything in pop culture because, you know, my head is in classical music.
Brevard is the premier summer music program in the Southeast. From high school freshmen up to conservatory and university graduate students, they come to study classical performance and voice, study with top teachers, and size up their career prospects. Miles McKnight is a violinist from Hendersonville. This is his third summer studying at Brevard, and while very few of the students here come from Western North Carolina, directors consider him one of the top high school violinists here.
Coming from Western North Carolina, which is not the biggest music community, there's not really during the rest of the year a sort of place or opportunities where you can have that kind of rigor, and so it was something that I was looking for and that I wanted to do, and so when I found it here at Brevard, it was something that I'd always been wanting to participate.
It doesn't take a math major to read the trend lines. There are fewer full-time positions with American orchestras than ever before. Yet while Brevard's offerings have evolved some to address the growing entrepreneurial nature of the business, the vast majority of students are still on the orchestral track that built the program, then in Davidson, North Carolina, in 1936. The program moved to Brevard 8 years later.
Of course, the big thing today is the gig economy. We've been doing the gig economy in music for a century, so it has been part of what we do.
Jason Posnock is the concertmaster of the Asheville Symphony Orchestra and the director of artistic planning and educational programs at Brevard.
The industry is becoming much more entrepreneurial. Students, when they get out of grad school, the path isn't just you win an audition and play in an orchestra for the rest of your life. You have to build a career for yourself. We are still a large ensemble institution. The largest group of students we have is in the orchestral studies program.
Deanna Pion is a 21-year-old from Irvine, California, who studies the flute at the University of Southern California. She came to Brevard just to study with Dilshad Posnock, Jason's wife. But she sees that even the most revered orchestras in the country might employ just two or three flutists, and turnover is rare.
All right. Good job. Okay, so of the three, which was the best one?
Brahms?
Oh, I thought Leonardo was the best one. Like you were,
really?
Yeah, you were thinking the least hard.
I only played it today.
Exactly my point. It actually sounded the freest.
Really? Wanting to become an orchestral musician is, in a sense, almost a delusional dream. Being in school as a music major is a safe cocoon, and half the time I'd say you're in denial about the future. I mean, I was. When I'm in school, I think, oh, this is great. I love playing music. I love being in orchestra. It might happen, but it probably won't.
Everyone auditions just to get into Brevard, and they audition for placement in certain orchestras and for the opportunity to choose a specific instructor for private lessons. During the day, the atmosphere at Brevard is a lot like any typical summer camp. Students live in dormitories, and they have a culture of stringing their bath towels along clotheslines, hanging like the colorful flags of nations. Walking along the paths between buildings, you'll hear students practicing alone or in small groups, a random trombone or trumpet giving way into a string duet.
I love not being just around flutists because flutists have a reputation of being, you know, divas. So it's kind of hard when you're at a week-long flute camp where everyone's a flutist and everyone's competing. It's different here because I feel like there's more of a sense of camaraderie.
McKnight plans taking a gap year to travel and think more deeply about his professional direction. Pion is considering a career in arts journalism should her orchestral prospects dim. Brevard's artistic director, Keith Lockhart, studied here during the mid-1970s, and he says the students who turn their career paths away from music are just as important to the future of classical music as those who continue their dreams of performance.
Those are the people who are going to be the core subscribers, the big donors, the heads of the board. We don't need any more participants. We need core, committed, enthusiastic audience members.
Brevard Music Center's Summer Festival continues with concerts nightly through August 4th and Bernstein's Mass closing the season 3 p.m. August 5th. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.